Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ouch! I love it.
The Bachelorette drama is reaching an all-time high. We're talking insults, makeouts, and so many tears.
Yeah, right.
Hell no!
Plus, Lizzo under fire, how Lil Nas X just blew our minds, and Kylie Jenner once again proves she's queen of Hollywood.
Don't even pretend to not love it. It's perfect. It is perfect. Welcome to Daily Pop. Justin's out today, so please welcome Kim Whitley with us again. Love having you here. Okay, everyone is talking about The Bachelorette, hence the roses. Okay, so we're gonna dive into all the drama. Last night was wild. The final four were revealed, and there was just a lot of crying. Per usual.
Yes.
Of course, it all was centered on Tayshia, who canceled the cocktail party, sent some guys packing, and probably lost at least a pound of water weight.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay. I will make somebody feel very special and very happy, you know, as my wife, but it wasn't Tayshia. That's a shame. So.
I don't want to hurt anyone. This is really hard.
Oh, man.
Jeez, this is sobbing. This is sobbing.
I was crying all last night.
By the way, I look like I was crying when we were watching the sod. I want everyone to know I was not. I have an allergy attack this morning that I'm dealing with. That's what's happening.
Morgan's like, I will not be crying over The Bachelorette.
I was.
You were?
I couldn't take it. It was fine. Tayshia, her tears, because she loves everyone, obviously. She's like one of those free spirits, obviously. But when that little cutie pie right there, when he started crying, he was like, I'm going to make someone happy one day. I tweeted him my number.
Kim, I really enjoy you in the morning. I really, it's good. It's a good time.
Listen, I truly do think Tayshia is invested in all of these guys. Mm-hmm. Like, she really seems to be emotionally attached. But I think more so the reason for the tears and the heartbreak. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever had a breakup with a guy who was just amazing, like on paper, should be the husband, right?
Oh my God, yes.
But there's nothing wrong with him completely, but you just aren't feeling it 100%.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the hardest breakup to do because it's gut-wrenching because you're like, I don't want to hurt your feelings and I don't want you to think anything, but and you think about it and she's got all these guys bending over backwards, doing whatever they can to impress, like giving their all to this girl. To have a guy like do all the right things for you and then you still have to break up with them, that sucks.
And also, they're all so hot. That's the other problem. Right. Like, it's not even, usually the guy that you just explained, I had a guy like that before where, and I really strung him along because I really was like, this is who I should like. And two years later, I was like, I cannot like you. It just is never gonna happen. And he was wasn't even that cute. All of these guys are so cute, so that makes it harder, I feel.
It does.
They're all so cute, and it's almost, you feel like you wanted to live in another country and just have, I can have all these husbands.
Exactly.
The men do it. Why not? And what was the one
it's
guy?
True.
Was it Bennett?
Yeah.
He was so handsome. He looked like Superman. He was all chiseled and he was out. And he knew, he just knew that he was going to be picked.
Yeah.
And she didn't. Sit right there with that purple. Look at him. Oh.
Insane.
Oh.
But that's a little serial killer-y to me, too. Like, you can't be that suave. Like, what's going on there? Right? It's a little quaff.
Messes up my dream.
She's kind of got a point, though, right? He kind of gets you those vibes. No offense, Bennett.
It's
super
waxy.
Handsome. It's like a movie character. Like, you're just waiting for the evil to come out.
I'm on TV every day. I don't brush my hair. This guy's on for 4 minutes, and he literally looks like that.
I mean,
like,
look
that's
at him.
Weird.
You just ruined it for me. I have to take his picture down off my wall.
If he's not a news anchor or on a Hallmark movie, I don't know what. His profession
anchor.
Is.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now, there was also some controversy with Yosef on the Men Tell All. Just a reminder, he's the one who called Claire Crawley classless and said that she should be ashamed to be, and he was, sorry, ashamed to be associated with her. Now, Chris Harrison tried to get him to apologize, but you know what? He didn't want to. Watch.
Oh.
What I would love is if you could just see that and just be like, you know what? I do see that, and Claire, for that, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to apologize to Claire. And with all due respect, like, I really don't care what any of these guys really think about me. I'm going to stay true to myself.
Okay.
Now, he said he has no regrets. He also said, because he has a daughter, and he brought that up 1,000 times on the show, that he would mind if somebody said that to his daughter, if his daughter really needed to hear it. Like, he felt like Claire needed to hear this. So I mean, he really stood his ground. Do you think he needs to apologize to Claire? So, just to refresh your memory.
Yeah, like, please, Chrissy, you know I need a little background.
He's the one that was upset about the naked dates and just he thought Claire wasn't handling herself in a proper fashion.
Well, I think he was telling his truth. That's what he felt. He called her classless. He used that C word. He could have used that other C word. Then we'd have a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
But he's just telling her he didn't appreciate. I don't think he has to apologize. Absolutely not.
I agree.
He was just being honest.
He's staying true to his convictions. And you know what? Most people probably would have folded at that point and just apologized for the sake of being more likable. And he believed something and he said it. And I think that that's commendable, you know? I mean, good for him. He didn't have to fold and he didn't.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because, like, I mean, you know those people in real life. You just are never going to see eye to eye about something. Like, that's just, you guys live differently, and those two just live differently.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I didn't like what you did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lizzo now, let's talk about her. So she is calling out her haters after sharing details of her 10-day smoothie detox on TikTok. Now, critics slammed her, saying they're disappointed that she would do a fad diet. But Lizzo says it had absolutely nothing to do with losing weight.
I just feel
November stressed me the f- out. I drank a lot. I ate a lot of spicy things and things that f- my stomach up, and I wanted to reverse it and get back to where I was. I'm so proud of myself. I'm proud of my results. My sleep has improved, my hydration, my inner peace, my mental stability, my body, my skin. I got exactly what I wanted out of it, and every big girl should do whatever the they want with their bodies.
Literally.
Every girl should do whatever the F they want with their bodies. Like, come on.
I'm so over it.
Get it. Why do you think this was such a big deal? I mean, we all know that she celebrates her body and all that, but that doesn't take away from wanting to try to do something healthy.
To feel better. I feel like Lizzo, every time we talk about Lizzo, it is always defending her body, explaining something about her body, you know, understanding why she's doing something. Who gives an F? She's beautiful. She feels good about herself. She was eaten badly. She, like we all did over the holidays, she wanted to clear herself out from the inside. Everyone is so upset. Obsessed with stuff that just does not matter. Like, this conversation about Lizzo, I mean, in every direction, all the time. Like, enough. Let her do whatever she wants.
Cam- cancel culture trying
it's
to cancel
ridiculous.
Her out. You know, first they celebrate her. Now they're like, oh, you know, you shouldn't do that. It makes no sense, you know. And
no.
A friend of mine, Monique, the comedian, actress, she went through the same thing. You know, Monique started off as a big girl, and then she started getting healthy. Look at her. She looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. And people just, she just had to go through the fire and just take it from people. And now people are following her journey. So, you know, she had to do what's good for her. Now, Lizzo wants to be healthy. Everybody's gone through with the COVID-20 and gained weight. And maybe she was like, you know what? I've been sitting around for months. Now I want to take it off or feel better about myself. It makes no sense.
Right.
She falls out or gets diabetes or a heart problem or anything. Now what everyone say? Oh, my God, she's unhealthy.
She was, she was so unhealthy. Exactly. And this, the thing is, all the things that she was feeling better about, she described, were all internal. Even if she wanted it to be external and she wanted to lose a few pounds, that is her right. Worry about your own weight. It does not matter or affect you at all. It's like annoying at this point.
And honestly, who hasn't drank too much and then been like, I really need to detox and put some vitamins in this body because all I put is liquor and donuts and nachos.
Oh,
nobody else has been through that?
No, we've been through that. I've been through that.
We just want to
feel good about
ourselves.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, you know,
all right, Lil Nas X is tired of everyone messing up his name. We don't even know if he's joking or not here because, for real, he said in his tweet, it's Lil Nas the 10th, not Lil Nas X.
Okay, no. We can't do that.
I'm confused.
You don't.
What?
I think we cannot. No, I don't think it. I don't think it is.
My favorite tweet reply right under this is like the most liked one. He's like, so wait, there was 9 Lil Nas's before?
Carissa, that was funny.
Where's
that
his
was
mama?
Funny.
Thank you.
Talk to his mama.
It wasn't
where's
mine,
his mama?
It.
That's what we need. The mama knows. The mama knows what his name is. It's probably Bartholomew or something like that.
Yes, right.
His name is not X. But you know, Prince went through that. Remember when Prince had to change his name to
14 times?
Known as Prince.
It was a symbol.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was formally. It was just a little symbol.
Oh. It was formally, and then it was the symbol. But that's the thing with these celebrities.
Yes.
If we've known you for a year plus as something, you can't go back on it. Rihanna.
Diddy.
We love you.
Diddy changes his name every other year.
But Diddy doesn't. The thing is, Diddy changes his name. These people don't change their names. Lil Nas X, Rihanna, they correct people after we've known them to be a certain name for a very long time. That's the difference. Diddy was Puff Daddy to P. Diddy to Diddy to all of the different things. So we transitioned with him. I'm not calling Lil Nas X Lil Nas the 10th now. I'm sorry.
No, that moment
has passed for me. It's too much.
I'm tired of being silent for this.
Doesn't
but, you know,
right.
If he always meant it to sound like Lil Nas the 10th, I kind of feel for him that Lil Nas X took off and he just didn't get a chance to change it.
Right. Well,
but
see,
who knows that an X is a 10?
Nobody. We already have a Nas. Sorry,
true.
Morgan, but think about it. We already got a Nas. Now,
you're
the little Nas. You're the little version of Nas. No. You should have just had a whole different name. Your name is probably Bartholomew.
It's
Stay
true.
With it. Bartholomew Sampson.
That's actually kind of, I like that name.
Bartholomew.
All right, you guys. Coming up, Kim Zolciak-Bierman's Wild Confessions. We're talking about road trips, housewives, and the craziest place she's ever had sex. Plus, the big Hollywood couple who may secretly be engaged. Ooh, that's next. Cheers.
Pretty you look on television.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, guys. We are starting Pop of Love with a huge engagement rumor. Is Dakota Johnson engaged to Chris Martin? That is the question. Dakota was spotted wearing a massive ring on that particular finger. Ooh, it's emerald. Ooh,
I can't
it's pretty.
See.
It's a big, giant emerald.
Yes.
I like it.
I like it, too. What do you think, Kim?
First of all, I think if a woman wears an emerald ring. Now, we have lots of jewels.
Yes.
If I have it on for more than 2 days, I'm engaged. Absolutely. Same finger. Why? Did she have something green on? No. Oh, that's an engagement ring. Why would she have a big green ring on?
And why on that finger?
And why on that finger?
I also feel like Dakota Johnson is so, I feel like she's unique in that sense with jewels, and her engagement ring would be an emerald. I don't feel like she would do classic diamond, so that also makes sense.
We also don't see her in, like, she's not like a big jewelry person in general.
Right.
We think you're engaged, Dakota.
Absolutely.
And I also, we don't want to see her out.
Tweet that out and confirm that. That'd be cool.
I love it.
Can you see those two marrying and staying together for a long time?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I can
see she's like, you know, little girl next door, and he's the rocker. And, you know, I just feel like it's all love, and I wonder if they have any friends.
They've been together for a long time,
I don't know why I made it about me. I apologize.
Yes. Oh, I thought you meant like they have no other friends.
Oh, no.
Besides each other, like nobody wants to hang out with them or something.
No, that was, oh, my God.
I wonder if they have any friends. So funny. No, you meant like single friends
for
you.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful.
Now, let's get on to this one for Pop of Love. Y'all remember that kiss between Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello? Yeah, this one kind of like broke the internet.
I can't do that kiss.
Okay, so Shawn said it was in response to fans calling them out for kissing like a fish. But now he's telling Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast there may have been a little bit of alcohol involved as well.
Oh.
We might have had a little too much tequila one night and just like recorded ourselves making out like as though we were like just monsters.
Uh-huh.
To get a rise out of people, I think it would just felt like everyone was just talking about it and taking photos, and there's paparazzi hiding in bushes, and it was like, what if we just post a photo of us, like, licking each other's face? Like, no one's even ever seen us kiss. Like, we're just going to go full on, like gross. And people were so offended by it and so excited by it, too. It was, like, this really intense thing.
Kim is all about it.
Kim, you like the licking of the face?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I was, huh? Oh, no. I've been kissed like that before. Now,
okay.
I have. I don't understand why it went from here to here. I was like, oh, that's my whole, look at this. It's not that bad. See, look at that. It's just a little bit of nose and maybe a chin in it. And that's definitely a tequila. Mine is usually a bourbon kiss or a scotch or something.
Okay.
But that's definitely an alcohol kiss.
Yeah.
And I've been kissed like that. There was no second date, of course.
Right.
But that's,
it did not land for me. I get the intent behind it, and I know that they were being really hounded and everybody was like obsessing over them and stuff. I just felt like this was, I don't know. It just didn't, for me, I was like, okay, like, just don't give in to people being obsessed with you. Like, of course they're gonna be obsessed with you. Who cares? I don't know. For me, it didn't work.
Play it again. Uh-huh.
Well, at least we know, you know, tequila was involved. You can't really blame anybody when tequila's involved, you know? Forgive, all is forgiven when you had too much of that.
It's hysterical to me. It's hysterical.
It is funny. All right, you guys, up next, how much is Kylie Jenner worth now? Her insane income reveal. Plus, are Jamie Foxx's pants a little too tight? Well, his daughter thinks so. We'll discuss when we come back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. It is time for your Hollywood Minute. Okay, we're going to give you the top headlines in 60 seconds or less. Start the clock. Let's go. Kylie Jenner is Forbes' highest paid celebrity of 2020. Big shocker, right? She beat out Kanye West for the top spot after selling 51% stake in her cosmetics company earlier this year. Kylie cashed in. We are talking $590 million this year. Wow. Okay, Rachel Lee Cook has joined the cast of He's All That. In the the reboot, Rachel will play the mother of TikTok star Addison Rae's character. And according to People, Rachel's character is not a reprisal of her original role as Lainey Boggs. Okay. Now, it's been 18 years, and Halle Berry still giving us Bond bikini babe vibes. In an Instagram video promoting her wellness brand, Halle recreated that iconic Bond moment by hitting the beach and, of course, looking all kinds of hot, per usual. And Kourtney Kardashian is, quote, the best baby maker in town, according to her ex. Scott Disick showed some love to his baby mama on Instagram with a sweet picture writing, "I love you and our family more than anything in the world." Very sweet. Now, Morgan, how would you like to be called the best baby maker in town?
I'm very into being called the best baby maker in town. That's yet to be known. We still have a few months, but we'll see. That could happen. You know what I mean? That's not out of reach for me at all.
Okay, Kim.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a compliment. The best baby maker. Yeah, yeah. Some other things he could have said, but definitely the best baby maker is a fantastic. I love that. That's a compliment.
Yeah, they do make cute kids.
And the kids are cute. And that he said, and we have to, because that family, people want to tear them down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That he lifts them up. That's great.
All right, you guys. Cher admits she hates aging. She told The Guardian, What am I going to say? I like it? No, I don't. Any woman who is honest will say it's not much fun. Cher went on to say she works hard and there are 20-year-old girls who can't do what she does. Well, that's true. I believe that.
Yes.
So we know everyone is encouraged to embrace aging these days, but Cher is so honest. She hates it. Which side are you all on?
On the side of not aging either. I get it. No. I mean, I love Cher. She's completely accurate, right?
She is absolutely accurate. She is, I mean, that's why she's probably with younger men, because they can't keep up.
Yeah,
I mean, Cher, it looks fantastic.
Fantastic.
She's not, you know.
Incredible.
Even with the question about plastic surgery, she was like, who wants to come and see, basically, the Crypt Keeper? That's what she wants to say. Because I know without Botox what I would look like.
100%.
Would. You want to come see Fantastic. Like, when Cher was in Vegas before, you know, they shut it down, I was like, I got to go see Cher. But that's what you want to see. You want to see Cher. Like Tina Turner, you want to see them. And, you know, their energy. Absolutely. She is
icon.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Icon. Yeah, she looks amazing. So
she
good
looks
for her.
Amazing.
I hope to be somewhere in the middle. I don't want to be obsessed with anti-aging because, guys, there's truly not much you can do about it. You know, we're going to get old. Whether you can put all the Botox, the plastic surgery you want, the insides are still aging. Things are going to happen. Your eyesight's going to go down. Things are going to happen, right? And so part of it, you just have to accept reality. It is what it is, and don't beat yourself up about it, because one thing that's great about looking back is that you can say, like, look what I've learned and look what I love. And, like, Cher can look back at these 20-year-olds and say, like, good try, sweetheart.
Yeah, try.
I got 35 years experience on you.
On
you, you know?
True.
Like, try to keep up with me. And there's something to be said for that. So
no, I'm going to tie my breast behind my neck.
Like a bow.
I'm going to have a
present.
In the back. And that's right.
There you go. I get
it.
You know, be somewhere in the middle, guys. Try to be somewhere in the middle. We're all realistic, but just still love yourselves for where you are, okay? If Jamie Foxx was your dad growing up, that'd be pretty cool, right? Probably insane parties, lots of fun, extravagant gifts.
Look at Jamie.
But that wasn't always the case for his daughter, Corinne, who was embarrassed by her dad's, quote, tight pants. Corinne tells Page Six that she thinks her dad is one of the funniest people alive, but he wears clothing that is too young for him. And as a teen, she would roll her eyes at him. Now, Jamie just turned 53 over the weekend. What do you guys think of his tight pants?
I understand.
I like that.
I understand. Jamie should not be wearing tight pants.
We've heard that. But it's true? Okay, I love a little inside info on this show.
Yeah, he shouldn't even have on baggy pants like that. Jamie!
Good for Jamie Foxx.
I understand. Oh my goodness, Jamie. I'm blushing.
I can see that. I can see what you're saying here. And as your daughter, you probably definitely don't want to see too much. You're like,
no.
Dad, stop.
But you got to remember, Jamie Foxx has never been
married man. Am I forgetting anybody? No.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, he likes the attention, right?
Yeah.
And he wants to look good. And if he looks good in his tight pants and the women are still looking at him like, oh, hey,
Jamie,
he is going to keep wearing the tight pants.
He's going to keep wearing the tight pants.
Of course.
I'm just glad he got pants on.
There you go.
There you go. Pick your battles, honey. No, just... All right. After the break, you guys, it's National Cupcake Day. Ooh. A baker to the stars is here to show us the secrets to making the perfect dessert. Plus, JoJo is also going to join us live, and she has a special performance planned for you. Stick around.
Yes.
Today is National Cupcake Day, and we are celebrating with Laura Gallucci from Sweet Laurel Bakery.
Hi.
I love your bakery.
Thanks for having
me. Okay, you have this huge celebrity following, including Mandy Moore, Lauren Conrad. What's it like making cupcakes and cakes for them? Because there's a lot of eyes when they post these. Do you get like feel extra pressure?
Somewhat. But you know, I just know we're working with whole real food and I can be proud about it.
Yeah.
And you know, we every ingredient is chosen with love. And so I know they're getting something delicious and good for them.
Yeah. So I buy your cakes all the time. And I didn't even know that your cakes are like healthier.
Right. I had no idea.
Right, because the ingredients that you use are different than the traditional baking ingredients.
Yes.
And well, tell us about your grain-free, you know, and what's your five.
So we are completely grain-free, refined sugar-free, and dairy-free. But like you said, most people can't even taste the difference. So that's what I love about our customer base. You know, about 40% of our customers are actually like celiac or gluten-free or can't eat this or that. Whereas the other people just want the decadent, delicious choice.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we use our five core ingredients, our almond flour, coconut oil. We sweeten with 100% maple syrup or monk fruit. And we use Himalayan pink salt and organic eggs.
Wow.
Well, these look delicious, and I love them because we are going to tell you guys how to make some cute, festive holiday cupcakes, and it doesn't look like it's going to be super challenging.
Not at all. So at Sweet Laurel, we use natural, real ingredients. So as you can see, I have a decorated plate here of cupcakes, and we are going to be using snow, which is actually shredded coconut.
Okay.
Or if you want to add some color, you can use little clips of rosemary and pomegranate to make like a little Holly and the Ivy vibe.
Oh. Would I use the, do you use this thing?
Can either pipe it or just scoop in with the spatula, and you're just going to cover the cupcake with white frosting.
What's the trick
this is
to
a,
piping?
Like a natural, this is because it's a natural kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. So you know, you can use the piping bag or you can just use this little offset spatula here. I'm actually not like super big on piping. I kind of think, you know, we don't like to do things too fussy at Sweet Laurel. We like to keep it pretty simple.
This is simple.
Well, you kind of make the natural cup, the natural ingredients.
Exactly.
It has the more natural look.
Exactly.
See, I always just thought mine looked like a hot mess, but now I'm going to say, no. It's just natural.
No, you got it.
Well, you know, my friend is very competitive over there.
Me?
Yeah, you. So I, you know, I might have to use the little.
That's beautiful. See, like, I love, you know, I really believe in making things in perfectly perfect, you know what I mean? So,
okay, so you put the icing and you just dip it in coconut to make snow?
Yeah, so just dip it in this coconut and it'll stick to that frosting really nicely.
Yeah. Give
it a snow vibe.
Mine has a weave.
Nice, I love it.
Gave a little hair weave, There we go.
Okay, so, I love it. And so if you want to add rosemary, you just clip little bits of the rosemary. And I kind of like to work in like a crescent shape. Think about the shape of a crescent moon.
Like you like to work in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I want to use this.
What flavor cupcake is this?
So this is a delicious chocolate cupcake with coconut buttercream frosting.
Now, how did you make the frosting?
Is that something I use something called coconut butter, which is basically coconut that's been pressed. And then you add, you know, a little lemon juice, a little maple syrup. It's delicious, right? The recipe is actually in the Sweet Laurel cookbook. So, and it's on our blog if you're interested.
Okay, so apparently, we got to do a good job here because
are we having like
a little bit of a competition situation happening?
I love it. What did you do?
A smiley face?
She did a smiley face.
Don't tell her what I did. Do not tell her. Because she is very competitive.
Okay, so you guys, here, we're going to show you our cupcakes. Are you about done, Kim?
I'm done.
Okay, so we are going to show our cupcakes to the...
Look at that.
That's beautiful.
Is that not pretty? I need to put a brown one in there, you know, for diversity.
Okay, you guys, who did the best job on their cupcake, Kim or me? Go to eDailyPop on Instagram and Twitter and vote. We'll have the results at the end of today's show.
I can't wait to see
who wins. Let me fix this one real quick before you take that picture. Let me fix this part here. Okay. Thank you, Laurel. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. This was so fun.
And now I'm
going
to eat a cupcake. And everyone, please be sure to check out Laurel's cookbook called Sweet Laurel. Thank you so much for being here. Okay, you guys, up next, Kim Zolciak's wild sex confessions. And does she still stay in touch with the Atlanta housewives? She is holding nothing back in our new interview. Then, can you guess the star behind these lips? Ooh, that's after the break.
Yummy. You're good.
You can always count on Kim Zolciak Bierman to tell it like it is. She filled me in on her family struggles, plus what she admitted about the housewives that you might not expect.
Are we ready to go?
You, girl, went on the ultimate cross-country road trip this season.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited!
Any place you kind of wish you would have skipped?
I don't think I would have skipped anything, honestly, other than, I think, like, New Mexico, because it was so hot. Our AC was not working. It was literally got to the point where it was 104 inside the RV.
No way.
And I, Kim and he, we don't go together.
Will you ever do this again?
No. I want to go on a yacht or something else, not into the RV anymore.
Our RV is broken down.
Troy, I quit.
I'm dying inside. I don't know what you said.
What's harder, going on a road trip with six kids or homeschooling, however many kids you still have to homeschool right now because some of them are a little older?
Well, I quit homeschooling a weekend and left that to Croy. Mm-hmm. I just cannot do it. I mean, they don't really listen to me that well, and I'm just not a good teacher. I mean, I think they're both pretty trying, honestly.
Which one of your kids is most likely to be on the naughty list this year, and why?
Oh, that would be Kaya. She is a tough one. She's probably the hardest out of all of our kids. She's a little sassy. She's been lying a little bit in school.
What are the craziest gifts your kids have ever asked for?
I mean, I feel like this year the Xbox is like the craziest. I'm like, KJ, they're sold out before you could ever get them. He's like, Santa can't make one for KJ. He can't make one for KJ. And I'm like, no, KJ, there's 15 million kids that want this Xbox. There's always something that I'm in a store usually fighting for with somebody else.
Thanks for having us. We'll connect.
Do you still keep in contact with any of the Atlanta housewives? Do you ever see them over the holidays? I know this year is different, but in normal years?
No, girl. I think, you know, they kind of film right before the holidays and everybody is probably sick of everybody at that point at Christmas and they're done. They don't hang out.
In honor of your love for wigs, the producers want to torture me by playing a game called Wig Out. So for every question you answer, I will spin this wheel and do whatever it says.
Okay, girl, right. Let's do it.
The craziest place you and Croy have ever had sex is?
I feel like it's all crazy because we're always kind of trying to hide outside in view of our entire, like our neighbors on both sides.
Oh, I guess that means I have to spin this. And I'm supposed to show you my best dance moves in a chair. Oh. I don't even know. Okay, whatever, we'll do a little shimmy. Which one of your kids is your favorite and why?
I could not understand how I could love somebody more than I love Brielle. And then I had Ariana. And when I had my first son, it's just, boys are magical. You know, they just are magical. I don't have a favorite.
Could have just said, I don't answer. Read the last text that was sent to you.
Uh-oh. For real now.
Kim is the most beautiful woman on reality television. That was from my producer, Preston. He was worried that I wouldn't have a good text.
Oh, that's so cute. Very smart, because who knows what kind of text you have.
Okay, last question. Who's your favorite Daily Pop co-host, Morgan, Justin, or me?
I think you all are great. Congrats to Morgan, by the way.
Yes.
I had brunch with Justin when he was in Atlanta, and I laughed like for the rest of the day. He's so funny. You're so beautiful. I think you all bring something to the table, honestly.
I just love you. And because that's so good, the producers are telling me I need to do a wheel spin because... Oh, wild card, pick my poison. Okay, well, I'll go with a shot of tequila to celebrate. Cheers to you, Kim. Thank you so much. You guys, catch the season finale of Don't Be Tardy tonight on Bravo.
I didn't know it was still on.
All right, you guys, it's game time. And today, you didn't see it, but I did take the shot, just to clarify. Okay.
Good for you.
Today, we're feeling inspired by this star, who said she's had a long career thanks to her beautiful, famous lips. Whose are they?
Lisa Rinna.
Notorious. Okay, she's not the only celeb, though, whose lips have helped launch them into stardom. We are going to play Guess the Pout to see how many celebrities we can identify. Okay, I'm going to play along because I like to play. First, whose lips are these? Okay, so, that's Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom, yeah.
Wow.
Is that right? Let me see.
It is.
No. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Can you guess these lips?
And the lip.
She's a licensed pilot and collects knives as a hobby.
What?
Licensed pilot.
A pilot? Just go with one.
I don't even know.
That's Joy Bayer. Okay.
That's Angelina. I wanted to say Angelina, but they didn't look like her lips
to
me.
They looked smaller. They were pursed. Yes. She was smizing with them. That wasn't a fair guess.
Interesting.
Didn't know she was a pilot.
Can you guys identify this one? Beyonce.
Amber Heard.
No. That's Beyonce was good. That was a good one.
Am I so wrong?
Damn it.
These are really hard. I hate this game.
Yeah, everyone, but why does everyone have on red lipstick?
We got this, guys.
Okay, we got this. Watch this next one.
Focus. Oh, that's beautiful.
That's a great lip. That could be Beyonce.
It's not Beyonce.
Ashley Graham.
What?
You know, I don't know who greenlit this game.
But you know
this
what? She does have beautiful lips. Man.
Yeah, she does have beautiful. I wouldn't have known that.
Coming up, you guys, JoJo is joining us live in studio with new music and a special performance just for you. You don't want to miss it.
Yay. I just can't believe they didn't have a picture of my lips.
I know. Sneak peek of JoJo's new song, December Baby. Please welcome JoJo to
Merry Christmas! Thank you for having me.
You look so hot.
Look who's talking.
This is like Christmas hot, and I'm
loving it.
I'm feeling festive. This is my month. So happy to have you here. I'm so excited for you. You've got your new December Baby, your new album, a holiday album. It's out now. Tell us all about it.
This is a very big deal for me. I was born December 20th, so December is my favorite month, and I've always loved Christmas music. Mariah is the queen, and she set the standard for us all, so I just wanted to do her proud, write some original Christmas music, and
that's hard,
put my own spin on it.
To write original Christmas music,
isn't it? It was different. Yeah, it was different, but it's actually nice to have the parameters of, like, okay, we're keeping it clean, festive, soulful, and nostalgic, so it was nice to, like, work within that.
Did you get to work on this, like, all during 2020? So that was, like, a nice escape.
It was. Picture me, riding down Sunset Boulevard in July by myself, blasting this Christmas music I was working on. And just, like, it was a nice escapism and just a reminder of the feelings of comfort and joy, I guess, that Christmas has brought, like, over the years for me.
No, you're right. And you were saying December, your birthday is coming up, the Dirty 30.
I know!
All right, girl, what are your plans? Anything big?
I think I'm going to jump out of a plane by myself. Well, somebody strapped on my back, but, like, Yeah, I'm terrified. I'm so scared. So I really hope that everything's okay. But that's what I'm going to do. I want to shake it up and I want to face my fears.
Oh, good.
And
jump out of a plane. Well, that's one way to do it.
I'm so scared.
Okay, please be very careful. Go with a very professional who's done this 8,000 million times, yeah. Please. Okay, so you are joining stars like John Legend, Gwen Stefani, and so many more to be honoring inspiring leaders at the Global Citizen Prize Awards. It's Saturday on NBC. This sounds so good. Why did you want to be a part of it?
This was an opportunity to celebrate the heroes of every day and to be a part of incredible company like you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. So Tori Kelly and I actually are debuting our first time ever singing together.
That's going to be magic.
We've known each other since we were little girls, and we're singing Aretha Franklin's Natural Woman, which is mind-blowing. And I know we're both just humbled to be able to try to deliver that song in any type of way.
I cannot wait. Well, No Cap is hooking up all of your fans with a very special live stream concert this Friday, but you are going to get us in the holiday mood now with a little taste of Silent Night.
Yes.
Is that right?
My favorite.
A little acapella Silent Night.
Okay, girl, the stage is yours.
Okay. Silent night.
Cupcake Day. Earlier in the show, we decorated some amazing cupcakes, and since we're very competitive around here, we asked you whose cupcakes were better, mine or Kim's, and you all voted, and apparently you don't understand chic cupcake because you chose Kim. I'm just joking. I'm not a sore loser.
Look,
yours were very good.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I was definitely going for more
chic. Really? That's what you're
chic.
Using?
Chic? Yeah. I was going for more chic.
It's a new word.
All right. Let's move on to would you do it, would you? Okay, so would you pay over $1,200 for a bag shaped like a baguette?
What? What?
No, but I love a baguette.
You started off with a,
Because my puppy is named Baguette, obviously. I'm very prone to liking things, and I like baguette to eat, but I wouldn't buy this bag. It's silly. Ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. I wonder how much dough that cost.
$1,240. That's how much dough it cost.
Yeah, no.
And that's not including
cheese,
shipping.
Yep. And
some jam.
No,
yes.
I'm not into that. That's like
that's
one
horrible.
That, you know.
Nope.
Not into that.
Waste of money.
Waste of money, and it will make me eat a lot.
Okay, so would you pay 125 grand to see the Titanic wreckage up close? Now, there's a new dive expedition set for next spring. Now, the deal includes 90 minutes and a 5-person submarine to see the sunken ship.
What?
I would like to do it, but I just can't go underwater like that. My claustrophobia would kick in, and I would have a massive panic attack. There's just no way.
I would do this.
Nobody's going to say how much it costs. You're both going to sit here like $125,000.
It's way too expensive.
It is way too expensive. But if it was like $500, then maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm like $125,000.
Leonardo
DiCaprio better be on the end of that ship with his arms out, just like in the movie, with some flowers and a proposal.
Yes,
true.
And you want the blue jewelry or the diamond.
Yeah, the necklace.
I want that kiss. I want that. I want the kiss. That's what I want. The lick of the face.
If you could kiss Leo, you'd do a lick kiss?
What? Yes, yes. I would lick his whole face. Sure, okay. $125,000, you daggone right.
You can lick whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
What is worth $125,000? Kissing, being able to lick Leo's face?
Yes, that's worth it.
I agree with
but
that.
I need to be on the ship. Kissing it.
Spend
in that
more
dress.
On licking Leo than you would to see the Titanic, a moment in history?
Let me explain something to you. I don't even want to see them. I don't care about the ship, the boat. If they said, we can't get you down there, Kim, in the water, but he's going to meet you on the deck, I'm going to take it.
Good
yeah,
deal.
Kim, that's a good
I love
deal.
You. Come back again tomorrow. Have a good day, you guys. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Licking up the face, Leo.